Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And I am here today, actually not in the Elevating Beyond studio, but at my office at DreamShine, my company where we serve amazing individuals with developmental disabilities on our 2.5-acre campus. And what's cool is this is around the end of December as I'm recording this, and I'm doing something special as we're wrapping up the book that I've been working on for 2 years plus. Oh, it's been a journey and adventure. My next book, really diving into every level of building your business, what I've learned over the past 13 years from in the trenches and growing and developing your leadership and building that true world-class team, which we call the Dream Team here at DreamShine, how I've done it. And it's 16 Reasons Why Your Business Sucks is what it's called. And then the subtitle is 16 Proven Truth Bombs to be freaking awesome at every level of your business, your leadership, your profits. And I forget what else it is. I think it's you. But I don't know. Can't remember the own subtitle to it. But we've been working hard on this. This has been my baby, because I've been speaking all over, and it's been so cool to see the team that we have been able to grow here over the past 13 years, how to hire, how to fire, how to delegate, how I did it the wrong way, literally teaching the how, not from like theories, but from real talk, real life experience. And what we're doing today is I have a meeting with Sierra, who's someone that I've been working with on my team, who's helping with the editing of this whole book. And we're going over this last chapter for the book today. And what I'm doing live on the show as we go over this last chapter, I'm sharing, we're getting into like one of the most important things that we're wanting to end the book with, where we talk about the doubt and the fear that you really go through, that everyone goes through, not just one time, but for each new level, and how you step out into that discomfort zone for each new level of your life, of your vision. It's not a one and done thing. And that's why we're even ending the book with that, because it's going to blast you with so many amazing ways of practical application to literally take everything with your company to the next level, and your team and your organization and your profits. But this last chapter is really going to be what you're going to need as you're having those hard times and the doubt and the fear and everything that comes through with it. So stay tuned as I pop on here with Sierra, and you're going to just be brought in behind the scenes as we're actually going over the brainstorming session of the last chapter of this book, baby. Stay tuned.
Two, considering that when you first, like the first round of you writing it, you were working with people who really didn't understand you or your style. And did you ever think about like, man, maybe this just isn't the right time, or maybe I should just table this project? Like, what did it take to push through that process to say, like, you know what, no matter what, I'm gonna get this book done?
Yeah, that's a good question. And you know what, Sarah, it may even be cool to even write this last chapter in that format of like you asking me these questions and me answering it. Like, we could literally start off saying we sat down, yeah, just like what we're doing, and we talked, and you basically, like, for this last section, you interviewed me, And you could just write like that question like you just did. And to answer your question, yes. And to let everyone know so they can be understanding, like, this has been, gosh, over a 2-year process. And first of all, as you know, like, doing a book and finishing a book are two different things. It's way more work than anyone ever knows on so many different levels. Not only the work of actually doing it, but like the mental part of you're opening up and like you're being vulnerable and you're sharing a lot of stuff. So like you're battling that on the doubt side of like you're putting yourself out there to be judged, basically, you know. But then on the other end of it, you're wanting to share stuff that you know is going to help people, which like keeps pushing you forward as your why. But the doubt, like beyond some of the circumstances that happen, and I'm going to talk about those in 1 second, but like you're already facing that doubt because this is like at a whole other level that's already like in your head, like, well, you're not good enough to be doing this. Who are you that like imposter syndrome thing? And I think it's important, like everyone reading this and listening, like to know everyone goes through that. And it's an ongoing process. And it's like fear, like it never completely goes away, but like you just need to keep realizing that it's not real and keep pushing forward. And that's like focusing on your whole why thing. But to sit here and tell people that I don't go through that even now, still currently, like I wouldn't be helping anyone, I would be lying. And as a matter of fact, like as you're pushing yourself forward, like through everything that you've been reading about in this book, you're gonna be going out of your comfort zone, you're taking everything to a whole new level, you're gonna get hit at it at a whole new level. And I think like one of the main things that I always tell people to help them is like to know that that's part of the process. Because a lot of times when people are hit with all that, it's so easy to think, well, I shouldn't be doing this. I should go back to the way it was before because I wouldn't be feeling all this fear and doubt and like I'm a fraud and a fake if this is what I was meant to do. Or even like, and that's internally. Externally, and I'm not like being optimist, pessimist, what's the negative one? I was confused. Yeah, I'm not, I like to be a realist, and I'm not like externally, it's like all these, it's like everything tries to test you when you're going through these next levels of things. And it's like you get it hit internally, you get like knocked around externally. And I've just learned that that's like always part of it. And that is something that happened with this book. Like I almost stopped doing it so many times. And the first round about going about it, I worked with an entire publishing company, a big company, and a team for over a year, actually for about 18 months. And this also not only included us like writing the full draft, we were doing weekly meetings, I mean, thousands of hours. And we had also done like we recorded over like 60 different videos that were gonna go along with it as like a whole video course too, which I'm still working on that separately because it was all so awesome. But so many things kept happening with the company that I was working with. And then so much work was put in. And then all of a sudden, like, they lost the files. So then, like, then I literally, like, flew down to where they were in San Antonio and re-recorded all these videos. And then all this other stuff kept happening, but we just kept pressing forward. There was a time where part of their team even came out here to Columbus, and we kept working on stuff. And then the person running the company just ended up, the company went bankrupt, and the person was ripping a lot of people off on a lot of different levels, I came to find out later on. And basically I got screwed out of a lot of money and a lot of time, and you can't get your time back. And I could have sat there and battled but they went bankrupt. And so like at that point, so much of everything was lost, and I knew that I had so much there too, but like I went through a period of like, first of all, I was feeling like, man, like how could I let, you know, like my ego part of me was like, how could I let this person like get the better of me? But I had to drop all that because we went into it like with the best intentions, and I was making the best decision. This stuff can happen. It's life. It happens to people. And then another part of me, it was like, you know, I shouldn't be focusing any more energy on this. It's just a huge waste of time, and I'm gonna have to start like pretty much all over again, even though like we had hundreds of pages of content from it. Like Sierra, who I'm talking to right now, who if we air this and people listening, also, you know, Sarah, you do editing, you help put like the all the writing, the content, there's so much more to it than people would ever know till they actually do it, a book in full. And so just having tons of the different content still is like one part of it, but there's thousands more hours to do beyond that. And I had my little pity party throughout all that. Like I went through the anger, I went through the pity party. And then what I've learned, and that's what I keep sharing this too, is like, I'll still go to them, but I've just got way better at leaving them faster. And the thing there to help get you out of it again is like to re-tap into that why. Like really remember why you're doing what you're doing and the big picture of it. And also it's all about energy, because I thought about like, okay, well, if they're going bankrupt, if I try to take this thing to court, is it gonna be worth the time and the effort and like the ROI? And in some cases you do need to do that. I've had to battle other things in court for the right reasons, but sometimes when you weigh it out, it's your ego talking more, and some things aren't worth it, and the truth comes out about people. Like that's, they're going bankrupt, like the person that owns it like moved back to some other country, and who knows what they're, I've forgiven them and moved on. I you know, if anyone ever personally asked me about if they were still doing services somehow, I would obviously tell them the truth. But people that try to get those like short-term screw over things, like it never ends well in the long run for them. They don't have those long-term fruits or teams or organizations like that we've talked about in this entire book. But that amplified that, if there was a reason to give up then, like that could have been. And something just kept pushing in my gut, like, and that's what all of you this like reading this to know, like it's not about you. Again, like this is what I say all the time, like I throw in the towel a lot. Like when I'm speaking, I always bring this up, like I have my towel in my hand, I throw it down. I'm like, I get, because what we're all doing is hard, you know. And I'm always preaching like never give up, never give up, and I'm always all about that. But what we do, like don't take it light. Like, don't take it lightly. Like, we are being like an entrepreneur and stuff. It's no joke. Like, you're taking on a lot. And then you're leading a team. Like, you're taking on where much is given, much is required. And like in this scenario, like, I like threw the towel in. I'm like, screw this. Like, I'm done. Like, and then I'm feeling stupid. Like, man, I wasted that money. You know, like, I'm feeling like I should have invested that better. You know, it's like all this false guilt. But it wasn't real. Like, I believe in God, and that wasn't God talking to me. And that's what I have to realize. And then what comes back to me is like, that's cool, Mark. You threw it down. Like, walk your butt back over there and pick it up now. You gave up for 5 seconds, and that pulling in your gut, like, whatever you believe, for me, it's God, is like, this never was about you. And it's like, this is about all the people that I'm going to help through you by finishing this. You need to share it. You need to pay it forward when you get to that other level. You're responsible for sharing that knowledge and the wisdom, like, with the world that can help people. And so that's always, and sometimes it's even annoying, because I'm almost like, I want my gut just tell me, like, yeah, it's okay, you can just throw the towel in. Like, it would be easier. Like, all right, you have a good excuse to back out of this. And so it was hard, but I've gotten, it's like that confidence muscle, like, you build it over time. So these things happen, and rather than staying at that pity party, where I used to stay there for long periods and then almost dwell into that victim mindset, I've gotten better at leaving it quicker, because it really doesn't help. Like, you just have to get into problem solving mode. And then, you know, the next level was, I ended up doing a show, having Eric Thomas and his mom, Vanessa Thomas, on Elevating Beyond, my podcast. And that was where I met you, Sierra, when we went up there to record the show. And I had talked to you about how you just worked with her with finishing her awesome new book that came out. And I started going through everything again. I'm like, I think I want to, like, it's time to finish this. And I know we have, like, so much of this content here from what I had done before, but I need help to, like, completely finish it. And we touched base and started working together. And it's, you know, basically we had content, but we had to almost start all over again, gut it all out. But what's been cool is I look at now, say that place hadn't gone bankrupt and all that would have happened, like, the way that it would have turned out with them wouldn't have been nearly as good as what this is turning out to be, because we were able to step back. Like, we had a lot of the concepts and stuff there, but I, like, was able to sit with you and be like, wait, I want just to be as real and authentic and make this just completely, like, not holding back, like, anywhere else. And that's where we switched it to, like, 16 reasons why your business sucks. And I want everyone to know, a lot of those, like, storms that hit that freaking knock you down bad and then kick you while you're down over and over again are so many times always blessings in disguise. I know in the moment it sucks, but I even look at, if I had gone through with them and published the book, and then it's a huge New York Times bestseller, but this company's crooked and on the verge of bankruptcy, think what a nightmare that would have been. It could have been a giant success. Then the company went bankrupt. Then it's like, wait, what? So then I'm stuck in some weird contract. So I look at that as, like, that was a horrible thing, but it was a huge blessing in disguise. And that's what I want everyone to understand. Like, you will get tested, like, internally and externally throughout this entire process for each new level. But to know that's part of it, and to know that you're a human being, and don't like feel like you know, if because you have doubt, because you have that like you're not good enough to be doing it, if you have those feelings. Because if you didn't have them, like, you'd be a sociopath. So be thankful that you're not a serial killer, you know?
Right. Yes, so that's all really, really good. And I think one of the most important things about this book is that it's gonna, like, give people actual, like, real things they can do. Although everybody may apply it differently. But let's talk about, like, when you do run into those moments. So, like, what is your process to, you know, acknowledge the feeling, understand the frustration, but then, like, do you have a routine that you go through, or does it just vary? Like, some people, they may put something down, they may, you know, call it quits for the day. Some people just may count to 10 and then they get back to it. Like, what does Mark do to, like, restart or to keep going throughout those frustrating moments?
Yeah, that's a good question, because a lot of the times, with what we're doing, you don't have the luxury to just, like, all right, I'm gonna just take the rest of the day off. And because a lot of times you have too many responsibilities and too many people counting on you to even do that. And so that's where I'm able to there's a variety of things that I do. Like, first of all, I'm sitting right here right now as we're talking. I'm at Dreamshine, actually, in my Dreamshine office. I'm not in the Elevating Beyond studio, but in my office, like, I have tons of different, like, pictures and stuff hung up throughout the years that remind me of my why. Whether it's picture, like, I have thank you cards from, like, team members, from, like, family members, for individuals that we've served. I have just different pictures up of, like, accomplishments. I even have, like, different quotes hung up. Like, one of them, "Never, never, never quit" by Winston Churchill. And, like, I call that my why wall. And, like, I have those things kind of plastered everywhere to like, intentionally remind me of stuff. And then something else that I do too is I will even take time, like, I'll have a piece of paper at times, and just, if it's getting really bad, like, I'll start writing things down that I'm grateful for, especially if I'm really going through, like, a huge storm. I'll even do it, like, in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening. And if you start really putting things in perspective and making those things, like, I'm grateful that I have clean water to drink. Because, like, when my wife's from in Sierra Leone, like, half the huge population doesn't even have good drinking water or even toilets to use, or houses that have a roof on them. So, like, by doing that, you start to step back and be like, this really sucks. They screwed me for a lot of money, but I have clean water to drink. And also, like, I can dial 911 and an ambulance will come. Because, again, like, in a lot of other countries in the world, they don't even have that at all. So, like, it makes me realize too, and I'll write down also and remember, like, right now, there's someone in the hospital, like, taking their last breath, wishing for these problems that we're complaining about. They wish that they could be, like, you really put it in perspective. It's like, but I, you know, I got screwed over by this publishing company and stuff, but I'm at a point where I'm getting to be writing a second book. Like, when I was at age 17 and in jail, like, I never could even imagine that I would be at a place that I would be writing not only a first book, but a second book about, like, how I've built this company over the past 13 years. And so, like, that, it's and it takes practice, but it's like that starts to flip your your mindset and your perspective and like your even your feelings, it's like it's all intentional, and it starts to like change that voice that's like pounding in your head that like you're not good enough, and you know, it really, and it's not like a one and done thing. Like I'll do that ongoing, intentionally, throughout all this, all the time, and I just keep pushing through it. And you have to just keep remembering why you're doing it. And who's counting on you. And that's part of like having a company and having a team, is you're a leader and it's not about just you. There's too many people counting on you. You gotta remember, it's about the people you're serving. It's about the people on your team. It's about their families. And it goes on and on and on. And write it out if you need to. Sometimes I will. And I'll just start looking through that list. I even have stuff that I'll write out from before and I'll glance through it. And that's like, okay. And that like pushes me, Sierra, and I'm like, okay, like I don't, not only can I not give up, I don't get to give up. It's like, you are responsible for doing this. You don't get to give up. And then that puts it in perspective and it lets you know, and you just, it's an ongoing practice, because I don't want people to think like I don't still go through it, because I do. But this is what I keep doing when it happens.
That's really good. And for the readers of this book, like they've already heard about, you know, how long it's really taken to get this project, you know, going in the direction you wanted to go in, and let alone like basically in the fourth quarter of it, like we're wrapping it up content wise and we're pretty much, you know, done. But then what they don't know is that also when you recently started this project, you were also in the middle of renovating Dreamshine, which was an entirely different project, and a whole different level of nervousness and anxiety, and if this goes wrong, a whole different type of investment. Like let's
you're right
about that. Like thinking about it now, like do you think you were crazy for tackling like both of these things at the same time?
Well, so some people would I don't think any of us are normal, and we should be proud of that. So people that would have like the limited mindsets would think it was absolutely complete insanity, but they're going to be sitting there in the land of mediocrity. And also they tend to be the ones that once you are successful and they see, oh my gosh, now you've got this book, this company, wow, you're so lucky. They're the ones that then see that and they're like, I want to write a book now. They don't see all the crap that the bios don't show the battle scars of what you went through to get there. And so it's like there's never going to be like a perfect, because people ask me this all the time about time, like business, whatever, with your leadership, with wanting to be applying all these things that you've read in this book, to be like, well, I want to start, you know, I love what you guys talk about with like the all monthly meetings and bringing your team together, but we just have too much going on. There's never going to be a perfect time. There just won't be. So it's like you start it and what I've learned is like you stay committed to what you've committed to and see it through. And at the same time, yeah, we started this whole new renovation with a building, and oh my gosh, even a year ago this time, like starting the loan process, such a process, so many things. It costs so much more, and like externally it would be like, this is the worst time to do it, but I just kept pressing through. And what's amazing now is the building is completely done, just finished like 3 weeks ago. We're getting ready to have our Dreamshine Christmas festival there, where our individuals are going to be performing like different Christmas musicals and stuff, and also selling like their goods, their handcrafted like candles and everything we have on our Dreamshine store that go towards them, like earning paychecks, and it's and the new like renovations and stuff we've done in the building looks like phenomenal. Like, it's so freaking amazing. And I remember like sharing that whole vision with a team like a year ago, and I had to keep being the one like continually motivating the team, like I talk about in the book, throughout this whole process, when things were going through hell, when it was hard, when like we had builders in here and we were having to be creative and like move our different individuals with developmental disabilities and like do different outings, and it was like way more work on the whole team, and to keep reminding them of like where we were going with this vision, and like bringing pictures of what it's going to look like and describe how amazing it was, even though like that morning I may have had that publisher go bankrupt on me. I was also, throughout that process, I had three different builders that started the project and quit. One of them we got the full funds approved for because of his specific bid, last minute backs out of it. But in those moments, I didn't openly just throw a pity party to him. I kept focusing on, we've started this, here's where we're going, here's how amazing it's gonna be. So there was like one point in time where like the builder backed out, they had given us a bid that I finally got approved through the bank based on that specific bid. And then they just randomly doubled it after everything was approved through the finances with a bank. And then that publisher like up and went bankrupt on me. So it was almost like everything's going wrong. And then I'm dealing with family issues. I had stuff going on that year with my son, senior year. We had so many battles that we were facing with him. So like, it's not even just work, like it's life too. Then my mother-in-law was staying with us too, that we've been helping. She had her heart surgery, first open heart surgery, then they had to close it because it was too dangerous and do a whole other different type of surgery. It was like left and right, everything, everywhere, every direction. So it like to be like, well, this is the perfect time to write a book. No, but again, like you start something, you need to stay committed to finish it. And you can learn and assess things over time. That's where you need to get better at, you know, saying no to other things. And so there's stuff you do, you need to, you know, you need to give up to go up, and it's seasonal, but you need to cut out certain things and know I've committed to these main things right now, and I'm going to keep pushing forward. And that's what so many people do. They give up along the way, and they have 1,000 excuses too. Like I could have justified it. Like, this building's going on, the publisher, I should stop. And believe me, like Sarah, like in my head, it was amplified. Like, you shouldn't be doing this. You're not good enough to be doing this, Mark. And now all this is happening. What's wrong with you? Like, everything. But that's where you got to keep tapping into the bigger vision of it all. And like where it's all going to take you. And keep just staying committed and pressing forward, like literally one day, one step at a time. And I will also intentionally hang pictures up. Like behind me, I have all these pictures of like what the building was gonna look like when it was finished. And like all these new colors we were having in it, and like these different sensory walls that we were making. And like we did these walls like through philanthropy where they put like these amazing plants that like grow on the walls, and how cool all that was going to be for like our different individuals with developmental disabilities and autism, and how like the new store was going to look and the cooking show. And like I'll have those hung up to like remind me, because like that's your vision, but like in your current circumstances nothing is appearing that way. So like I have to be able to look at that to remind me. Even this book, like I have a cover of it that isn't even the real cover yet, because we're going to be designing that next, but it has the title of it, and it already says New York Times bestseller on it, and it has 16 reasons why your business sucks. And when I'm going through all that, like I'll look up at it not as though like it's not gonna happen. I look up at it as though it's already has happened. So like get like it's just to keep pressing forward to make sure that it gets done, but it's not like it's not gonna happen. And I've done that almost with everything I can think of. Different the whole vision board thing, I'm so glad you brought this up, because that's real. I think that's a great tool to have. People just, you know, they get misconstrued when they think that you just hang the vision board up and then you don't have to do the hard work in between. You have to work your butt off in between. But like I've always had like different vision boards. I constantly am hanging pictures and images for each new level of whatever I'm doing with my business, with my life. And then once you accomplish them all and stuff, then you keep making new ones. Like I remember old ones I had of when we were first starting Dreamshine before we had anything that we have here today. Then I remember when I was doing my first book, The Story of You, and starting to speak, I'd have pictures up of me speaking and like stadiums and the cover of the, and like I keep just putting it all up and then putting the work in between, and then also like writing down the significance of it and the lives that it's going to change. And that's what keeps me pressing forward like during all these times. So you will feel like you're losing your mind, and like you said, crazy. You will feel like you are going crazy, but know that you should be, because if you're not, then you're not doing anything. Like you will get hit with more doubt than ever. It's gonna sound insane to most people, and if it doesn't, then freaking you need to be doing more. That's where people get this whole thing twisted, is they think because it sounds insane, because I'm having the doubt, I shouldn't be doing this. And it's literally the opposite. It's like if you're not having any of those things, you're not doing enough. Those are the things that like separate those that aren't going after anything. And if that's, and the people reading this aren't those people, I already know that, or else they wouldn't have even picked this book up. But those are the ones that love to give you the convenience of, oh gosh, like you've got the building going on and the book, like it's okay. Like you don't need to do the book right now. You know, wait another couple years. They love to give that convenience because that's, they're speaking, like they're projecting, and they may be doing it with good intentions, but they're projecting the way they'd handle it, because they can't comprehend. So that's where, and you also have to be intentional about the people that you are getting advice from. And if you don't have them in your inner circle, you know, like listen to podcasts like mine, or we're just talking about Eric Thomas, you know what I mean? You don't have to personally know them, but you need to be getting, because they'll all be sharing stories like this and more of things they've done, and when everyone thought they were insane. And the funniest thing is once you achieve it, then everyone thinks you're a genius, like the same people that called you crazy. But like Einstein said something similar, he's like, I never believe in being a genius. People say I'm a genius. He's like, I was just willing to work harder and longer than anyone else on a math problem until I found the freaking answer. He didn't say freaking, but that's it. That's what it is. There's never a perfect time. It's just how strong is your why?
Yeah, that's so good. You know, you've talked a lot about those roadblocks and, you know, the frustrations that come along. And you've even admitted, like, what we're doing is not easy and you got to be a little crazy. But, like, I've noticed there's a lot of talk lately about, like, entrepreneurs, especially ones who've been at it for a while, like, how to properly take care of themselves, like, from a mental standpoint. So, like, what do you do to make sure that you're still, like, healthy for mentally, although you're trying to literally change the world?
That's a great question. Actually, just was meeting with a business owner last night who lost their marriage, and admits it, you know, in hindsight, and learned from it as a result of building this really awesome company, but got too stuck on just that. And when I say give up to go up, I'm not saying, to like give up your health and get a divorce and stuff. And you could see the sadness there too, and the regret and the pain. And it's almost like, and you can have it all. That's the importance. You can have it all. So you don't, the biggest thing, first of all, when it comes to some relationships, especially like marriages, is it's ongoing communication, explaining like during this certain season, I'm going to be available maybe for less, and you work that out together. And you're going to have to go through times also of your spouse and stuff doubting you, and you're going to have to be able to handle that. And that's part of it. And you're going to have to be able to handle them. And they, not everyone can see your vision. You're going to have to be able to handle that too, and push through it. But you don't need to lose your relationship. Then you have to just be intentional, like, to schedule, make sure you're scheduling and investing time like into your important relationships also. And that could even be just simply ongoingly communicating with them why you're even more unavailable during this time. But then there'll be like an end time to it, because there's different seasons. And you need to follow through on what you say. And it's not, by the way, it's never going to be perfect. Like, you're going to get into some fights. My spouse and I have been in a lot of fights over this stuff. But the thing is, we continue to be committed to one. You have to want to work them out. If you're just like, we're fighting, he or she doesn't believe in my dream, I want to get, no, don't, stop giving up so quick. Like, it, go through some of those fights and then fight for each other, and put the work in and keep putting the time in, and it'll actually build the foundation of your relationship even stronger, just like everything we've been talking about throughout this. And yeah, like taking care of your physical self too. Making time. There was a time, there's different seasons. There was a time where I used to carry, I'd always have a change of clothes in my backpack that I carry with me. And here at Dreamshine, and sometimes I would just change and I'd just run out and go on a jog, like right here in the neighborhood. I'd come back and then even get ready for like my next meeting. Like, do whatever you need to do, however you're wired. Now lately, this past year, I've been getting up at like 4:45 a lot of days and doing like 5:30 a.m. workouts, so I can be back in time, because I want to be there at home when my kids get ready for the bus to go to school. And I realize like the importance of that in this season of my life, because I see how fast time flies by. But like, everyone's at different seasons, so there's not just one way at one time to do everything. Because getting up at 4:45 may work great for me in this season, but at that other season when we were just having like kids and they were up all night, when we were starting the company and I was up all night with them, I was trying to get any sleep in I could anytime, and that's where I'd keep the change of clothes with me and just jog like anytime I could. And just, I'd make sure that I got it in like four times a week, wherever I was, somehow, some way. And not to overthink, like I have to get in exactly 45 minutes or else I won't do it at all. Like, just something is better than nothing. And just like, you know, different things like that. And also even like your mind and stuff. Yes, you have to give up to go up. But also, like, if you're purposely doing nothing after you've been working really hard, that doesn't make you lazy. Like, there's times where I will chill out and watch some comedy specials on Netflix or whatever it may be, because I don't want to think about anything and I want to laugh. You don't have to have no life. And also, your brain needs that at times. It's just, you can't, you know, because they talk about like, don't watch Netflix, don't. It's not never watch it. It's just like, if you're complaining that you never have any time, And then you realize, well, I'm spending 4 hours a day watching Netflix and 6 hours every Sunday watching the football games. It's like, okay, those are some things you can cut down on during these seasons to give up, to go up. But it doesn't mean that you should completely cut it out totally. And also, you know, the same thing with like, you got to keep putting in time during different seasons. And then, like, my wife and I, we went to Vail for 3 days, just the two of us with no kids, just last weekend. And we're like more intentional about doing things like that. But like, it just depends on what season that you're in, you know, but you should be also, what helps me too, like even mentally, is like to sometimes step back and look, because you can get so caught up in the moment of, like, especially me, I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to have this done. It's not getting done fast enough. I'm not accomplishing enough. I'm failing. And then if you step back and look at, like, the year as a whole, and then you're able to really assess, like, where you were a year or 2 years ago and how far you truly have come, that helps, like, mentally put it in perspective. I also, even personally, I have an app called Brain.fm that has, I'll put my earbuds in, and it has, like, a meditation app on it, and I'll listen to that sometimes and relax for, like, different little 15-minute sessions here and there. First, I could only do 5 minutes, then I build up to, like, 10 minutes, then 15. Just a combination of all these different things, like, help, and even, like, your diet and stuff too. My wife got me to pay attention to how much sugar is in things, and it all, but there's no, like, perfect one, like, there's no perfect one way to do anything, but you need to continue to have that awareness of, like, the tension in each area, because, like, you know, like, if you're only working 1,000 hours all the time on your business and you're never putting anything in your marriage and you're having all that tension, you need to make sure you're balancing and starting to, don't let that snap. Like, then make sure you're, okay, I've got to put more time here in my marriage also. And if you're only doing that and your marriage, and then your health is getting horrible and you can barely breathe, like, walking up a flight of steps, and you're feeling tired all the time, it's like, okay, I have to make sure that I'm being intentional about my health also. But it's an ongoing, and really, like, what you want to keep having is, like, build these different things into, like, habits that not only that become beyond goals, that really become part of, like, who you are. And it's trial and error, but it's continuing to have self-awareness, it's always being willing to learn and grow, and, like, keep that curiosity open, like, keep your perseverance, but be willing to learn that there can always be a better way and a new thing to learn to do something better than the way that you've been doing it, and drop your ego and keep open to that. And that's a lifelong journey. And I think that's a huge game changer when people that I've really seen that continue to be successful, they're open to always keep learning and realize, whoa, like, I was wrong about this. This actually is a better way to do it, while still being, like, persistent, and you have to persevere, you know, and still stay driven. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Perfect. And it's another one of those things that you just don't, you know, hear a lot. So yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you hear a lot of the stuff you hear, like, at the core of it, a lot of it's true. It's just there's not only one way to do everything. It's like, but a lot of, like, the core values of the things that are there, like your relationships, your health, your spiritual life, your business, like, all those are important, but there's just not only one way to have that balance. It's like you have to keep adjusting it for what's going to be best for you. But you have to be aware. I think like continually staying aware of it and being around some people that continue to hold you accountable is really important too. And another huge thing I want to say, when it comes to health, people don't talk about the mental side of it. You need to take care and guard your mind. And I just listened to something the other day that shocked me, where they were on an interview saying our average relationships, they were saying we spend 80% of our time wasting our energy on trying to fix the unhealthy relationships and the unhealthy people and the negative people. And we only invest like 20% of the time on the positive people that are really, we have that reciprocal relationship with, that are given back to you because you don't have to put as much time you think in them, because they're it's much more mutual and beneficial. And I look at like flipping that, and I say start to just only put like 20 or even 10% of your time on those other types of people that are taking all that energy from you, and invest 90% of your energy on those ones that are giving it back to you.
That's huge. And I don't think a lot of people even understand like how huge that is. Especially, you know, when you're starting out, because I think a lot of times you're so hungry to like build relationships and like get in those rooms and meet with certain people, you're not even understanding that a lot of things that you're doing aren't necessarily mutual. You're kind of wasting time.
Yeah, exactly. Like getting the right photo or something like that. It's yeah. And even like on a, to bring it into like a real level too, like, look, even when I'm going through these things, like there's seasons, but like stuff with my kids, like we were going through a lot of struggles with my son, and I was realizing how much like things that I didn't even have control of though, like how much mental energy it was draining me. And then I was thinking of like my daughter, who was like doing all these things right. And because she was, like, I was focusing so much of my energy and constantly like feeding into this crap that he was putting himself through, really. It was his own choice. And meanwhile, in a way, it was like, wait, I'm like neglecting like all these things that she's doing right. And honestly, enjoy being around her more during this season, because the way he was choosing to act and stuff. And trust me, I'm an open book. Like my first book, I talk about being in jail and what I went through too. But people, you can waste all your energy, the majority of it, and it sucks it out of you. Even in that case in my son, when he didn't want to, it was like there has to be a limit to that. And then I need to be focusing it also even more so on my daughter, who's doing the things right. When it's like a situation that they've negatively brought on themselves. But it's a lot of times like our own almost ego wanting things to be the way we want them to be. And it's like, I want them to change. I want this to change. So I'm going to invest more in them, even though they don't care that they're taking away the energy. They do not care, is what you need to learn. And it's like the right people that do care, then we're spending less energy in them that are better to be around, that we should be being more around, is what we need to keep focusing on. And I'm not saying it just like, you know, my son, I'm always going to love him. I'm not saying like just completely cut him off, but you do need to have boundaries. But it's like, I don't need to be wasting 80% of my energy on someone right now that doesn't even want to change and doesn't care. And I should be investing that towards people that do care and are also like giving back to me as well. Or else what happens is you get drained out and then you're not able to help anyone. It happens to all of us. It really does. And it's the same thing with your team. You know, when you get into leadership, it's like we're talking about the negative people and all that. And you can sit there wasting all your time walking on eggshells and doing this and that when you have your other team members that are killing it. And just because you're not having to micromanage them because they're doing it the right way, you're not giving them the right attention that you should be and helping build them up more, which will really take you to the next level, and spending less on those other types. And actually, when it comes to your team, really weeding them out too. And it goes for all things in your life. Like I said about the news too. Cool, if you want to watch it for a minute, know what's going on, great. But don't sit there and tap into it for 7 hours a day when it's on all day long. You're constantly just filling your head with that negative stuff all the time, like mentally. And that really affects you. So you have to intentionally make sure that you're like guarding your mindset and putting in the right things. And that's why I'm always listening to like the different types of motivational things, or what I'm reading, or who I'm talking to, or who I share my visions with. Because you have to guard that mindset and you have to protect your energy. You really do.
That's so true. I'm learning that every single day. I think we got a lot of great stuff. Is there anything you want to like leave the readers with that you feel like you didn't mention and that's not already in the book regarding, you know, fear and anxiety and just this entire, you know, understanding that it's really a journey?
Yeah, I think we've covered a bunch. And I always just like to let everyone know, like, you can feel so isolated and alone, and like you're the only one. Even me talking about it, you could be like, yeah, but still, like, Mark doesn't go through this, like, depression and fear, like, the way that I do. And the thing is, we all do, like, we really do, and you think it's just you. And that's like one of the biggest traps that I see happen is when you start to believe those lies because they're not the truth. And you need to know, like, you're not alone when you have those thoughts and those doubts and those bouts of depression. You're not abnormal because you have that. That makes you a human being. And it's okay, like, to feel those things. It's okay to feel it. Just know that everyone else does, and keep pushing through it, like, one day, one step at a time. That's really what it is. And don't allow those lies to just take you over, and what you see on, you know, TV and everything, to believe like those bios are what the real world really is. Because I can even personally say for myself and everyone I've got to know, you know, from the NFL players I've had on my show to the Fortune 500 owners to the people that are public figures all over the world, when I really talk to a lot of them, open up about it on air on my show. But some of them, when I really talk to them that I've got to know as friends, they're all going through different things. Like that you, whether it's in their business or in their personal life, or like a health issue, or like a doubt or depression or something that they're battling, they all go through it. But the thing is, they don't let it stop them. And I just want everyone reading this to know that just don't let it, know that everyone goes through these things and it's okay, but it's not okay to let it stop you. So listen, everyone, that was Uncut, bringing you literally into my meeting with my editor, Sierra. So thank you, Sierra, for that. And I think this just freaking nails it for my man, Inky Johnson, who I actually connected with through Eric Thomas, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, that we've had on. I had him on a previous show of Elevating Beyond, as he shared the story behind this story with his mom, of from being homeless to building a multi-million dollar company and just literally influencing lives around the world. And Inky Johnson, if you don't know who he is, make sure you follow him. Check him out on YouTube, Instagram. He's doing the same thing. Actually, Inky, and anyone that knows Inky, connect us, because I gotta get you on my show in 2020 on Elevating Beyond here in the freaking studio. It would be perfect. But from what we've been talking about, what you've been listening to, what Inky says here is so perfect about each new level. Because listen, everyone, it's not just about a one and done thing of going to the next level at any area in your life. This is me talking, by the way, not Inky's quote yet. This, like, each new, whether it be your marriage, your business, your health, anything, like, but when you're really going after that next big level of your vision, your dream, and there's levels to it, you got to keep going through that discomfort zone at a whole new level for each new level. And Inky says, every jump to a higher level of energy and awareness involves a rite of passage. Every positive change, every jump to a higher level of energy and awareness involves a rite of passage. Each time to ascend to a higher rung of the ladder of personal evolution, we must go through a period of discomfort, of initiation. I have never found an exception. Boom. Freaking truth bomb from my man, Inky Johnson. I think we're gonna include that quote from you, Inky, actually in the book. Look for it coming, ladies and gentlemen. Don't give up. 2020, email me now, hit me up on social media. If you wanna get a pre-autographed copy of this, we're starting to already run some awesome promos. 16 reasons why your business sucks. 16 proven truth bombs to be freaking awesome at every level of your business, of your leadership, of your profits, and your life. That's right, everyone. So never settle. Here we go. Never give up and keep elevating beyond. Thank you.